Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Hello, good morning. Big busk day, and some boys come in to help out. You're good lads. Thank you very much.
Of course. No worries. Thanks for having us in.
Do you guys have a history of busking? Lots of bands do. I mean, Gavin James, for example, I would have seen busk over the years. You know, there's lots of Ed Sheeran's, obviously, a lad who likes to busk. Is it something you guys ever did? I can't imagine a tie is a. A bustling, busking town.
What do you mean by that, Dave?
Just the main street's narrow. You know, where would you fit?
You could only really busk on the Barrow Bridge, I'd say. That's but fair, I've never seen anybody busk there. To be fair, you are right. We don't actually have a busking background, no, at all. Actually, it's something that we kind of skipped. But it is an amazing thing to do. Obviously, like the people you mentioned have. You can kind of see it in them in someone like Ed Sheeran. You can see where he earned his stripes, doing that kind of thing. So it's. I think it's a great thing for. If somebody to do when they're up and coming, for sure.
Yeah, I suppose, because if you think about what Ed's done recently with giant, huge venues where he's 120,000 people and it's just him and his guitar and his loop pedal. I mean, you're only going to build up those chops and something like that. I used to busk years ago, lads.
Did you
ever?
Really?
You wouldn't have been alive, any of you, I don't think would have been alive when I busked. It would have been the early 90s on Grafton Street. And,
oh, well.
Wow. Yeah.
What kind of things did you do? What did you sing?
We were trying to carve out our niche. So you'd had lots of people who did, like, you know, if you wanted to make money, you played U2-1. Because all the Spanish students would say, U2-1, and then they'd give you a fiver, which was ridiculous money. Yeah. But we didn't want to do that. We wanted to be true to our grungy roots. So we played Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Chili Peppers, that kind of thing, and made no money. Made enough money every day to get into McDonald's where one of our friends worked, where if you paid a couple of pounds, yes, this was pre-euro, he'd magically be able to give you 11 bags of food.
Oh, wow.
And we'd go, okay, now we're fed and we can go home. Thanks very much, Dave Moss, legend. 1st of June, St. Anne's Park. But you're also doing other gigs, you know, throughout Europe, but also in Ireland. So what have you got? You've got Belfast?
We've got Belfast and Cork. Doing Belsonic in Belfast and then in Cork. What's it called now?
Yeah, Virgin Media Park, I think they call it.
Virgin Media Park. So we're playing there, which is an amazing venue, actually, if you haven't been. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We played there. It's amazing. So they're the three Irish states.
And what about the European stuff? Because I saw the string of dates on your socials, Les. This is a big tour.
Moving up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's our biggest European tour as well. The venues are all much bigger than we've played before. So it feels amazing. Because we wanted to bring the production to anybody. So anybody who's seen us in the Tree Arena would have seen the kind of car park that we built on stage.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to take that to Europe. So that's basically what we're doing in autumn. We're bringing that whole production and bringing it to the big rooms in Europe.
And I always ask musical guests, foreign musical guests, about Irish audiences. So let's flip that. When you tour Europe, are there countries you go where you go, yes, we're playing Copenhagen, these guys are mental? Or is it like, or is everyone just, no one compares to Ireland?
It's all very different, isn't it? We love playing in Germany because it's actually very different. It's like the opposite of Ireland in a way, which is, it's like Irish crowds are the best by a million miles. There's no doubt about it.
It's not just a thing people say, because I've spoken to so many artists over the years and, like, you know... Of course, when they go to Ireland and they go to England and they go to Scotland and they go to Denmark and they go to Venezuela, they say nice things about the crowds. But consistently, no matter what the nationality of the artist is, no matter what the level, whether they're coming to do the small room in the Academy or a Crow Park, they all talk about the Irish audience. It is true.
Like. It is. It's just undeniable. Like, you just know the feeling of an Irish crowd is just, it's never going to be better. Mm-hmm. But for us, like in Germany, it's amazing because they're like, when you're performing a song, they're silent.
No way.
They're just standing there watching you. And then you get like a 5-minute standing ovation at the end of a song.
We had that. So they are actually enjoying themselves.
Yeah, because it's like, you're kind of worried when you first walk out. We had it in Frankfurt. Was it Frankfurt that happened? At the end of, we performed Get On My Love. And for 5 minutes, they just clapped and cheered at the end of the song. We were like, this is unbelievable. It's crazy.
But they're not singing along.
If you tell them to,
it depends. Okay,
they're very well behaved.
Right. So it's not the kind of impromptu chaos of an Irish audience.
No, it's not. It's total.
Some lad could end up on stage with you and singing the song for you. Yeah. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
But that is the best crack. That is the best crack, to be fair.
Absolutely. Now, I have a bone to pick, which is, right, I have been doing this project with the Today FM superstars, and we're going to perform a song by the end of the show. I've recorded and produced it, but I had to write this song from scratch. I used a bit of AI. You guys know my history with using AI for lyrics and stuff. I've sent you all my heavy metal songs. Mm. But this was, I used AI for the chord writing. So I asked it for chord progressions. Mm-hmm. Then I asked it for lyrics, all to do with busking. And I just got in all my friends here in Today FM. Where were you guys when I needed actual musicians? Because I had to then go and play all the stuff that the AI suggested to me. And I'm like, Cliff, Where's my bass playing?
Yeah, about that. The problem with AI is I'm still trying to figure out how to turn on a PC and get my head around that. So that's why I am. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that one, right?
And Jimmy, one of my most difficult things is programming drums. So can I not just send you like ideas and then you just send me back the files? Is that?
Yeah, you can do that. You can speak to our manager about pricing.
Yeah. I knew you wouldn't be cheap now at this point. Lads, thanks so much for coming in on such a special day. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the tour and everything else that's coming up for you guys. So
excited. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.